Today is the first day of the season of Advent. All right. So we experience a variety of waiting in our lives. At least in the United States, Thanksgiving Day is one of the most awaited holidays of the year. Families and friends get together for a wonderful meal. People enjoy roast turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, I love it. Gravy, and you know, green bean casserole, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. And they enjoy fun play and friendly talks. Most of all, Black Friday is also a great shopping chance to get discounted on the items you want. People wait for that day to catch the golden chance. Such a wait is probably full of excitement and expectation. And then people are waiting for Christmas and the new year. The kids are already waiting for Christmas gift. Waiting for something you wish and want seems to be a happy moment. But waiting for something is not always a fun and exciting moment. For someone, you know, waiting could be a moment full of worry, fear, or anxiety. You know, person who is about to join the military, as I was, as you know, a test taker before taking an important exam, and patient waiting for serious surgery, a terminally ill person, and so on. Waiting like this will never be a pleasant moment. You might want to hold on to time. And if you can, you might want to stop time. Not only that, sometimes while we are waiting for something, there is tension and nervousness that depends on the result, such as test, exam, medical examinations, job interviews, currently COVID test, etc. Depending on the result, you will be joyful and relieved, or frustrated and disappointed. Like this, we experience a variety of different types of waiting. When I came to the United States, one of the biggest cultural differences from Korea that I felt was that I had to wait for something for so long, you know? South Korean people tend to be very quick and effective in whatever they do. So the word 빨리빨리, have you heard of 빨리빨리? So 빨리빨리, which means quick, so quickly. So 빨리빨리 appears in all aspects of Korean culture and lifestyle. 빨리빨리 is the Koreans' constant desire to do everything quickly and effectively in order to achieve the greatest success. It appears everywhere, from the smallest daily routines to the country's growth and its infrastructure development. Fast internet, you know, quick delivery, you know, incredibly fast, quick delivery, even same day delivery. And fast doctor's appointment, that's my favorite one. But quick public affairs, fast public institutions work, yeah, and so on. Everything is fast. So I wasn't really used to waiting for something for so long in Korea. However, The first thing I had to do when I came to America was visit the DMV. I know, what are you guys just laughing? I was completely shocked. Completely shocked. In fact, at first, I ignored the advice of my acquaintances to line up early in the morning. I never understood what that meant. But when I got to the DMV, I was shocked to see the incredibly long line. I thought there must be something wrong at the DMV that day only. But I realized that it was quite a common scene and normal situation in this country. I stood in that line for 2 hours and ended up submitting only simple paperwork. And the same was true of the next visit. It was my first experience in this country. At first, I was really frustrated with this kind of situation, but I'm slowly getting used to waiting for something for a long time. In many ways, I have come to think that waiting is necessary in this country. Interestingly, when I visited Korea a few years ago, I had a reverse culture shock. So even though I was only 3 years after I left Korea, Korea had changed in many ways, and I had a hard time adjusting to the Bali lifestyle. Unfortunately, the next time I visit Korea, I will probably get a bigger shock. Yeah. However, waiting is not necessarily a bad thing. Of course, waiting plays a role in making us realize the valuable experiences and values of life in many ways. It seems that the satisfaction you get through waiting is more satisfying than getting it quickly and easily. When you get something through waiting, you can also discover the true value of it. Above all, through waiting, we can learn patience. Even if you wait for something you desperately desire and don't get it, don't be disappointed. God probably also teaches us that our hope is not on this earth through it. Because the joy and the satisfaction we get after waiting for what we hope for in this world is nothing compared to the heavenly reward and salvation we will receive in the future. Amen? Amen. Amen. Like this, we experience these various types of waiting in our lives. The long wait, short wait, excited wait, the fearful wait, the anxious or nervous wait. The most important fact is that each of us experiences so many different types of waiting in life, but eventually we will arrive at the same end. That's the fact that we are all going to die on this land without exception. Whether you want it or not, you are waiting for the last day of your life. And one day, your faith, the day. And on that day, there will be judgment. The result is unknown, but it will be either eternal life or eternal destruction. As I mentioned last time through the book of Hebrews, we are living in this world between already and not yet. The word not yet refers to waiting or anticipation. So the Bible teaches us how to live while waiting in this world. Second Peter also teaches us how to live while waiting for the day of the Lord. Second Peter, it's letter like a will, like Paul's Second Timothy. Peter wrote this letter to his beloved brothers and sisters in consideration of his upcoming death. Peter refutes false teachers who reject the truth inside and outside the church and deny the second coming. And Peter teaches brothers and sisters to stand firm in the truth. In particular, he emphasizes the truth that the judgment and the second coming of Jesus are sure to happen. And he teaches that we should grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ for the day of the Lord. Waiting for something you desire or anticipate something presupposes that there is hope. Where there is no hope, there is no waiting. There is no reason to crave and wait for something. As Christians, between already and not yet, we await and anticipate the second coming of Jesus. The waiting is sometimes like a boring and hard and exhausting race. And we consider that waiting is like our human responsibility. It seems to be seen as a heavy burden on the part of humans. However, Peter tells us the important meaning of waiting from God's side. Rather, Peter says that God is waiting for us. It means that God delays the day of judgment and waits patiently for us. God may want that no one perishes, but all come to repentance. This is the Father's heart. This is the love of God that never gives up. Do you believe that? Waiting on God's side is compassion, mercy, and grace toward humans, us. I hope that we can understand God's heart by waiting between already and not yet. Advent is a practice of waiting for the last day. We are going to have a 4-week season of Advent from today before Christmas. As we know, Christians follow the traditional liturgical calendar of the church year. This means that we progress through the seasons each year, marking the life and ministry of Jesus Christ from birth to death and resurrection. The church year begins with Advent. Advent marks the beginning of a new church year. Advent focuses on preparation for the coming of Christ, not only the coming of Christ's child at Christmas, but also Jesus' return, making Advent a time for devout and joyful expectation. Advent is a season of waiting for Jesus Christ, who has already come, and the second coming, which has not yet come. So Advent is a season of thanksgiving for the grace that Christ has already come to us in the past, and hope in anticipation and waiting for Christ, who will surely come again, but not yet. So Advent is the beginning of the church year, and is about focusing on the day of the Lord. In other words, the fact that the church year begins with a reflection of the end. teaches us that the church's understanding about time is thoroughly eschatological. Eschatological. So, Lord, our God is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Amen? With the Lord, a single day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a single day. No one knows when the end will come. Therefore, we are always living with the possibility of the end. Therefore, we who are living between already and not yet, remember more eschatological thought during Advent and realize that the church's time is thoroughly eschatological. Living eschatologically is the way of life with the last day in mind. If there is a beginning, there will also be an end. God is the first and the last, Alpha and Omega. The one who began the world will end it. Living an eschatological life is living knowing that one day you will leave this world. Everything we face in the world is not eternal. Rich or poor, strong or weak, everything you have, everything in the world is not eternal. Everything you see in this world has nothing absolute. Life in this world is temporary and momentary compared to eternity. But when people think about the end of the world, they understand or react in the wrong way. Atheists, in particular, regard the end of the world as the same as the end of their lives. In other words, they believe that when the end comes, there will be no more life, no hope, no despair. It is a belief that everything will be nothing. So they believe what they want to believe and rely on what they believe is valuable. They live whatever they want and believe. Some people fall into a hedonism aimed at their own pleasure, or they fall into extreme asceticism by rejecting the world. Some people believe that moral life and good deeds can bring salvation to the afterlife. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, scoffers appear and deny Christ's coming. I want to read these scriptures. Scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own simple desires. They will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. These are all foolish things. They reject and ignore the truth. Jesus Christ will surely come again according to his promise. For Christians, the eschatological life is a life of preparation to the Lord who will come again as the judge. To welcome the Lord who will surely, suddenly come again, we have to light a lamp and wait and prepare like the wise five virgins. The focus of an eschatological life should be on the present now, not the future. Advent focuses on anticipation and waiting of what will happen in the future. Of course, the Lord's coming will happen one day in the future, but the waiting and preparation are present in life now. So we have to focus more on life today. We have to ask ourselves questions like this. How am I living today? And how should I live? We need to think more concretely and actively about how to live in the present life. Preparing to meet the day of the Lord is by no means a static or passive attitude. We must not only look back on our faith, but also turn to our neighbors, care for the weak, and share what you have. Imagine the early church in Acts. It is very interesting that the book of Acts mentions and emphasizes the sharing of property of the early church members. From the beginning of the church, it is seen that they already practiced an eschatological life. The Christian's way of life is not the way of the world. It is life separate from the world. We call it holiness. The Christian life is to live well today. Do you believe that? We have to live holy before God right now. I want to read scripture, verse 11 and 14. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be? You must live holy and godly lives, waiting for and hastening the coming day of God. Because of that day, the heavens will be destroyed by fire, and the elements will melt away in the flames. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, dear friend, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found by him in peace, pure, and faultless. So, during Advent, we need to look back on our disheveled faith. This is absolutely, obviously, for ourselves, but also for the world. Jesus came to us to save the world in despair, and he died on the cross and became the hope of resurrection. Jesus also promised to come again. So we wait, anticipate, and prepare for the Lord who will surely come again. The Lord has called us to light in this dark world. I hope that those who are in despair in the world without hope can see the light of hope through us. This is the way we spend today on Advent and the eschatological way of living between already and not yet. Amen. Amen.